First Peter, very interesting, the position we have in Christ. We're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Mm-hmm. Coming up after the top of the hour, our pal Tom Repke is back, and he has been working with his congregation through 1 Peter. So we'll talk a little bit about that book of the Bible. Good to have Pastor Tom back. Mm-hmm. 7:06 on a Tuesday morning. Good morning. My name is Mark.
I'm Gabe.
And we want to welcome back to the program Pastor Tom Repke. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Mark and Gabe.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you back with us. And I know we have you on a remote basis this morning, which does present a problem as far as our breakfast is concerned.
Sorry. Yeah, you're going to have to get some more coffee or some tea, Mark, and maybe put some honey in it, right?
Well, that and there is no crisis cake or Mark and Gabe coffee cake or any of that.
No, so. Ministry.
Ministry, yeah.
No food ministry this
food
morning.
Ministry, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to figure out how could we do this, but, you know. Melinda said yesterday, it's like, so do you, I guess, yeah, we'll have to figure it out. So we'll pray blessings on the day that you'll have the energy.
That's
to
right.
There you go.
So I know that we have talked to you often, and the last time actually we talked to you was 3 weeks ago, the day after the insurrection at the Capitol. Today we want to kind of dig into a kinder and gentler subject, if there is such a thing. Let's talk about what you've been studying, what you've been preparing to preach lately. What's where are you digging into in the scriptures?
Well, and it actually came out of that day. I just began thinking, you know, as I was trying to plan out. So I used, just as a week off, a conversation that I found with Michael Jr., who's just this amazing Christian comedian who talked about our purpose and our why, and then gave me some time to focus. But I'm looking at you know, the book of 1 Peter specifically, because when you think about the context, you know, we read these things and we don't realize we need to go back and, you know, so where was Peter when he was writing this? And even the idea of it's Peter, right?
Right.
I mean, who you know, denied Jesus three times, and then the amazing conversation after the resurrection, you know, where Jesus asks him, do you love me? And then, you know, reminded that he's going to be the rock upon which the kingdom's, you know, the church is going to be built here on earth. But the tension is, and I think it even the idea of what David Zanotti's talking about through the round table is this idea that we've put our focus on things that really we shouldn't as Christ followers. We should be aware of them, but particularly this idea that, you know, we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom, and so we need to have a different view, a different perspective. And even some of the things you've talked about this morning, the impact of Chick-fil-A in you know, helping with the COVID, it's like perfect, because we know who Chick-fil-A is, right? We know they know their why, and even though they're a business, they have a kingdom focus, or even the idea of what Tozer was talking about. So yeah,
well, let's dig back into that. Tom, Gabe, do you have today's thought of the day handy? Because Tom mentioned that it does kind of fit right in with what he's digging into in 1 Peter.
Yeah, so the thought of the day was, you can will to love people, love is willing, and the Lord says to love people. He did not mean to merely feel love for them.
So,
yeah.
dig into that one.
Well, and I don't know if you all saw, there was this amazing 3-minute segment with the three former presidents at the Arlington Cemetery.
Yes.
And if you go back and listen to what President Bush said, in the context of, you know, if we would just love our neighbors well, and that seems to be a thread through our conversations, then even Tozer, it's this perspective that if we would understand that God's in charge and that it's not about who's in the White House or who's in Congress, if we would just live out of our intimate relationship with him, then these things that we're looking for order in the world would sort of take care of themselves. Although we know Jesus says the poor will always be with us, and our world is never going to be quite what it was. And to be honest, as I've said before, you know, creation is in groaning for things to be set right. You know, that we want the kingdom to come, and we pray that in the Lord's Prayer, right? And so Peter, I think, he starts out reminding, and it just even the first verse, he says, this letter is from Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and I'm writing to God's chosen people who are living as foreigners. You know, underline that, you know, to remind them that you're traveling through. This is an interim mm-hmm. position, if you will.
That's right.
You know,
the Greek word that,
go ahead, Tom.
I was going to say the Greek word there is, you know, exile, sojourner, alien, strangers, you know.
So in verse 13, I'm skipping down just a little bit there in chapter 1. But he then makes sure, just like Tozer does, that we need to be prepared to act.
Right.
He says, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. What right. a tough reminder for us.
Yeah, but back up. So I love this. I'm always doing this at church. We have a Bible study with some great saints. I mean, I'm the youngest guy in the room. I've got Bill, who's 91, a Korean War vet, and
wow.
Walt and Candy. Walt's a 89-year-old, a Navy vet. But, you know, we run through these things. But go look at verses 6 and 7.
Okay.
Because part of the context here is, and why I picked this is like, you know, we're not done with this pandemic, and even with the new administration, the president said yesterday that, we're not quite sure how to resolve this pandemic. We're going to have to sort of tough this thing out. And so Peter says, so be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead. So there's a forward focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you must endure, that word must endure, not just endure, must endure many trials for a little while. So again, gives us some context. And then verse 7, these trials, they come because they're going to show that your faith is genuine, right? And I think, especially as we've talked about over the many months, if you will, just, you know, what is God doing in this season with the church? And, you know, how our churches have pivoted to online presence and the beauty of that, what that's brought in terms of growing the kingdom. I saw the platform we use on Sunday morning, Church Online, I saw where they track these things. It comes from Life Church out of Oakland, Edmond, Oklahoma. But that like 540,000 people have made a profession of faith worldwide. I mean, it's just incredible. 130 million people have engaged in Church Online since March 1st of last year.
Mm.
I mean, that to me is just extraordinary,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
But to be reminded, too, when we look at Peter, is that, you know, the false faith we've had, maybe, as Christ followers, that some of us are living out of our inherited faith because, you know, I saw this with, you know, students who would go off to college, is that if they didn't really get centered in who they were, they got to college and all of a sudden they were, you know, they get take their first religion class or philosophy class and they're challenged about, well, these ideas that I believe, I don't know if I can believe them. Or our shallow faith in the moment, like right now, where we're trying to figure out this new season, do we really believe that God's in charge? And we've talked about that, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Tom, can we hang on to you for another segment?
Yep. Sure.
Okay, because I want to take your passage from verses 6 and 7 and the one that I read from just a little bit later, and let's try to put them together.
Okay.
All right. Pastor Tom Repke is with us this morning once again, from Linden Road Church, and you can find out more about his ministry at www.lindenroad.church. Hey, my name's Mark.
I'm Gabe.
And Pastor Tom is with us this morning from Linden Road Church. Good morning, Pastor Tom. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Great to be here. Blessings.
Hey, thank you. So we were just walking through a couple of passages in 1 Peter. So which were the verses you were going for, Tom?
I started out with, you know, 6 and 7.
Okay.
These trials show your faith.
I had read just a few moments ago starting at verse 13 and going through verse 16. So I guess to put them together then, the idea that we are going to have to go through various trials, but if we go through them in the way that Peter is calling us to be holy, we're going to be in a really good place as we're observed by a world that's definitely watching us.
Right. Well, go on to verse 17.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's what I was saying. I'm
okay.
17.
Gabe, why don't you read that one?
All right. Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear.
Yep.
So it's like a bookmark, right? He starts mm-hmm. out, you know, reminding us that we're foreigners. Mm-hmm. And then because I don't know about you, but I'm slow to learn. So words, you know, Peter again says, and remind you that you're a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think for many of us, our greatest obstacle in following Jesus is our desire to fit in, right? And, you know, think about school, think about, you know, our students. And yet that's the tension, if you will, that we have, is to live in the context of the already and the not yet, as we've talked about before.
Pastor Tom, it has been really fun. So to catch up with you this morning, and we may have to get you back to see how this series with First Peter develops. Where are you going to go next?
After First Peter?
Well, I mean, like after First Peter chapter 1, I mean, you've got quite a nice thread here. What kind of topics are you going to be digging into?
Well, I mean, just this idea of how do we live with being different mm-hmm. and realizing that this world is not our own. And so how do we, you know, be good citizens? And what does that mean about our time? And then how do we live that out? And how do we live that in the context of community? And, you know, the idea of just growing our discipleship, because it seems like it's always comes back to that, right? It's like, how do I in my own personal walk? Because if I'm walking with Jesus and you're walking with Jesus and Gabe is walking with Jesus, then there's going to be an impact in the life that we live. And I think that's the thing, the beauty of it, right?
Yeah. You know, Pastor, I think it's really hard to accept that we are different, that we are foreigners, you know? And like you said, we're all trying to belong. I was listening to a sermon online on Sunday where a pastor was talking about, you know, everything we've been through since 2021 hit, right? It's been kind of a crazy month. And he was saying, you know, as far as, you know, Democrats and Republicans, you know, he said, I vote and I have my feelings and opinions on things. He said, but when my Lord comes back, he's not looking for his Republican or his Democrat. He's, right. You know, he's looking for his children. He's not identifying right. us in this way. So, you know, trying to find a place to fit, and there's nothing wrong with being either or, but trying to find a place to fit in a foreign land, you know?
Right, and I think it's that tension of having the kingdom focus, and I think that's probably what we're all being called back to in realizing, mm-hmm. again, I point people to Zanotti's series he's doing on just being reminded, you know, when I think it was beautiful, he goes back to 1 Samuel, you know, where the people want a king. And, you know, God's sort of saying, look, you may not want a king because the king's going to take. And that's not our king, right? King Jesus gives. He gives us his life first to rescue and restore us. But then he gives us the communities that we have. And, yeah, we're broken. And we know that, you know, government is necessary because men aren't angels, as Madison says, the Federalist Papers, and the task we have to live faithfully in that. And that's where it gets messy because, you know, I'm a broken person and I don't always make the best choices, but we have to give each other grace. And that's where, you know, we're being called to live a holy life too. Peter's mm-hmm. going to go on to talk about that, is because that's who we're supposed to be. You know, Mark, your good journey through being a Lutheran, right? What do you guys study the Westminster Confession?
The Westminster Confession doesn't seem to come up in our church very often, probably because it wasn't written by Martin Luther. So
I got it. Well, you know, the first question in that confession is the catechism is, right. What's the chief end of man?
Mm-hmm.
And to enjoy God. Well, you know, there's a lot in that, in the idea of what he's calling us to, and, you know, spiritual transformation, and the idea because of what he's done for us and modeled for it, even in the idea of the Lord's Supper, Jesus he tells the disciples after he's washed his feet, after he's washed their feet, to now go and do likewise, right?
Yeah,
love others as I've loved you. And man, if we would do that, I mean, that's where going back to Bush's comments there at the inaugural, it's like he gets it and understands that, yes, we have to have the civil society, but it's larger and more focused. And if God's people would do that, man alive, there's nothing that could stop us. But that's always been the tension, right?
Tom Repke with us from Linden Road Presbyterian. And again, it's www.lindenroad.church. Tom, could you wrap up our time together this morning by lifting all these things up and kind of uniting all of us in prayer?
Sure. Sure. Let's pray. Father, we know that as we look at this book and we look at your scriptures, whether it's the Old Testament, New Testament, all that you've given us, that you... The purpose of our trials is to draw closer to you. And so in that moment, I pray for each of us, wherever we find ourselves this morning, that in the midst of our busyness, that we pause and we reflect on the goodness that you are and what you've given us and the idea that life is coming to us. And so we pray your blessings, Father, through your Holy Spirit on our day ahead, that we would be productive and that the kingdom would advance because of all that we would lean into. But just thank you for the privilege in your name. Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Pastor Tom, don't tell anybody, but, like, especially my Lutheran friends, but I do have a copy of the Westminster Confession on my desk.
And now everybody knows.
Good to talk to you again.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blessings.
And, definitely tell Melinda, okay, yes. We admit it, we miss the coffee.
Yes, cake. We do.
We admit it. Have a good one, Tom.
All right. Blessings on your day.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Hang in there.
Pastor Tom with us this morning here on Heartfelt Radio 91.9.